This is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, where we focus on the growing business community of trade finance stakeholders. I'm Andy Duckworth, and we're introducing you to some of the people speaking at our Trade Finance Investor Day in October. Today's guest is from Deutsche Bank. He oversees more than 5,000 employees globally, approximately 1.8 billion euros of revenues and 110 billion euros of assets. Oliver Resovac is the Global Head of Trade Financing and Lending. Hi, Oliver. Great to have you here.
Hi, Andy. Thank you very much for having me.
First, Oliver, can you give us a little background on you, please? How did you get to where you are today in Frankfurt?
So I've been at Deutsche Bank now for nearly 20 years. I spent most of my life at Deutsche Bank in the fixed income and trading department, overseeing various risk books, starting with, like, I would say, like plain vanilla government bonds, moving more into structured credit transactions. And in my last role, I was heading up the illiquid and complex trading on the fixed income side, which gave me a lot of access into our corporate clients and also the opportunities which we have seen in a changing environment. Since May 2021, I'm actually in the corporate bank, and I'm co-heading the trade finance and lending organization in Deutsche Bank with various product pillars which tackle the trade finance business.
And Oliver, you're speaking at our big event, the Trade Finance Investor Day, which is being held at the Grove Country Club just outside London on the 19th and 20th of October. So you're on our originator panel. The session is called Making Deals, Aligning with Investors to Attract More Liquidity. So what kind of themes will you be discussing? What are you going to be talking about?
So I think the changes in the global trade business we've seen are structural. And we see the need of additional risk-taking capacity in that market. I think bank balance sheets will not be able to absorb all the interesting risk which we can originate. So be it, for example, in the inventory financing space, where the shift from a just-in-time into a just-in-case production has created a massive need for working capital. Being it in the entire discussion around energy transition, we are where the financing, the guarantee demand for all this, like, initiatives which we see, being it renewables, social housing, over the next coming years, will also have a massive demand for risk pockets. So we as a bank, we see ourselves as the center of the of this kind of like enabling, where we can actually underwrite risk, structure it in a format that additional risk pockets can actually underwrite it in a format they actually need it with the requirements they need it. So it can be like funds, it could be institutional money, it could be private money. So that's what I would like to discuss in the panel with my co-panelists together.
And Oliver, why do you think this event is important in getting people together, getting these key stakeholders in one room together?
I think we have been quite disfortunate during Corona where we couldn't meet. And I think we have done all these video calls, video meetings, which has been fantastic. But sitting down in a room, discussing face-to-face with people with different mindsets, I think is super important, especially if you think about like the challenges which are ahead. It's like getting various stakeholders together, creating an intersection of risk capacity. And I think that is only doable if you have face-to-face discussions, meetings. And that's why I'm really looking forward to be part of that event and meet a lot of interesting investors, banks, X, Y, and Z.
Okay, Oliver, we'll leave it there. And remember, you can see Oliver at the Trade Finance Investor Day. It's at the Grove Golf and Spa Resort, about an hour from London. Go to tradefinancedistribution.com. Click on the link at the top of the website for all the details, the agenda, location, and ticket details. Oliver Resovac, the Global Head of Trade Financing and Lending at Deutsche Bank, thank you for your time today, and I'll see you in October.
Thank you very much. Looking forward.